Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:09 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, November 10, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga, to honor the veterans who we've lost, but who made us and kept us free. People like George McCracken, Duryea, James Barber, German, and a guy that's still with us and will be 100 years old tomorrow, Gerard Francis O'Malley of Scranton. We'll talk to him later this hour. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where one of the leadership of one of our major political parties, the Democrats, has gone insane, where the establishment has gone insane, where the global elite have gone insane. And they're trying to tell you the opposite of that which is true. So, happy Veterans Day Eve. Bob Cordaro back with you. Well, it's Monday, and he's a veteran, and we're going to talk to him. And it's our man, John Perillo. U.S. Navy veteran. How are you, my man?
I'm good, and happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps today.
Yeah, we had Navy guy, one of my listeners, Navy guy. He said, we took them wherever they needed to go.
You know, I love my Marine Corps brethren, but boy, they just don't, you know, they don't shut up about this. It just goes on and on. So, no, we love them. But we always give them a hard time, and we always love the Marines, and always love getting invited to their to the Marine Corps ball because it's always a great time.
So, John, what do they say? They say in words or other words, they say, "Look, we'll do the fighting. Don't you worry. You just give us a ride when we need it."
Yeah, there's that one. We're the Uber drivers. You know, they're the adult supervision in the Department of the Navy, because the Marine Corps is the Department of the Navy.
Yeah.
And my response to that is, yeah, have at it. We're sailors, and sailors have more fun and all that other stuff. So anyway.
all right, so I said to you, there's conservative voices, and two that I really grew to trust were, one was Tucker Carlson, and the other was Candace Owens. And lately, I just see them going off the reservation into la-la land. And I know a lot of us thought when Tucker got fired from Fox that the Lachlan, the son of Rupert Murdoch, was being a rhino and didn't want to hear what he had to say and all this. He may have seen behind the scenes that Tucker was going crazy.
Right. I think there's a couple of things to say about that. One, you got to remember that Fox News paid something like $760 million to settle the lawsuit that Tucker Carlson had lied on the show and knew that he was lying. And I get it. You know, I've been in business a lot of years, and there's a lot of times you settle a $5 million lawsuit or just to get because you don't want the publicity. But nobody spends $750 million unless what was behind the accusation was real.
Yeah.
And in the case of that particular one, there were emails and documentation, and Carlson knew he was lying about Dominion and did it anyway. Right. And so that's why he was fired, and that's why Fox paid the money. Right? And as Bob was just saying, you know, there was, you know, I'm not a big Tucker Carlson fan, so I don't generally watch the show.
I was. But I did. I don't know what to make of him now.
Well, I did. There was a recent one that really made me go back, and it was because somebody said, "Did you see this interview where he interviewed this guy named Nick Fuentes?" And, you know, and Bob was just saying, we were wondering whether Tucker has, you know, when did he lose his mind? And I'm sorry if you're a fan of Tucker Carlson, but he's been off for some time now. And this interview, which I think you would call an influencer in Nick Fuentes, should be the last straw for his audience. And if you don't know who Mr. Fuentes is, he's dabbled in Holocaust denial. He called Hitler, in his words now, really effing cool. And then he said that if his, that's Fuentes, move-in ever gained power, they would, and again, his words, execute perfidious Jews. Right now, I'm kind of a free speech absolutist. So, you know, clearly Mr. Fuentes has the absolute right to say what he wants. But Tucker Carlson, in my mind, has an absolute right also to what's called platforming him. Since, you know, that's the phrase we're used to since, you know, the phrase deplatform, which is the routine way that liberals respond to anyone who disagrees with them and their orthodoxy. So, you know, when Tucker Carlson lends him his audience, there's an audience there that Tucker Carlson put together. And that's what Bob does for me here, right? He lends me you all. You're his audience. So I benefit from all the work that he's already done to get you to listen. And when he disagrees with me, you hear that, right? So that's how you get a more balanced view of things. So what's the issue? Well, there were several. First of all,
there's a huge difference. I don't know this Nick Fuentes. I watched literally a few seconds in the interview, and I go, first of all, I don't know who he is. Second of all, he seems smarmy. I'm not interested in this person, and I moved on. And he is a scummy. He's a scumbag. And so don't put yourself in that category.
Well, I think
I know the point. I understand. I'm just saying, you know.
And I get that, right?
If you were Nick Fuentes or anyone like him.
Exactly, right? And that's, I think, the point. Tucker Carlson never asked this guy about his comments regarding executing Jews or Hitler or any of his other vile comments. And again, like Bob's just saying, I know we're joking about it, but if I said something really disgusting on the air right now, you can bet your sweet bottom that Bob's going to call me out. And to be fair, not every interviewer reads everything that their interviewees have said or written before they get on the air. Except, it's not as if Mr. Carlson actually had to do that. In the interview himself, Tucker Carlson's on the air, Fuentes with him, and Fuentes says that the, quote, big challenge to unifying the country against tribal interests was, quote, organized Jewry in America. And then he expresses admiration for Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. And Carlson never asked a follow-up question about either of those two comments, right? And you can't make the comment, you can't make the argument that that Carlson was just letting him talk, because he didn't give the same courtesy to Ted Cruz and others. And the reason that he didn't allow Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee to speak is, again, let's quote Tucker Carlson. In his own words, he says, of those two particular and others, the other Christians who support Israel, that they're infected by a brain virus. His words. And he calls them Christian Zionists and then goes on to say, again, this is Tucker Carlson, I dislike them more than anybody because it's Christian heresy and I'm offended by that as a Christian. Again, his words, not mine. More than anybody. you know, really, I could think of quite a few characters that might be worthy of our disdain more than Christians who support a Jewish homeland. But apparently Tucker Carlson cannot. And then, unfortunately, we also had the comments of our vice president, J.D. Vance, saying that he never, quote, attacks to the right, meaning that, yeah, Carlson's wrong, but hey, you know, we have enough crazies to fight on the left that we don't need to address those on our side. And I'm sorry, that's a ridiculous statement. Yes, the left has its share of crazies. And if they don't want to address
their problem. Well, they got more than their share.
Right.
They got a hell of a lot more than their share.
Exactly. And you know, that's their problem. But if we don't address what's on our side, then people should read into that what they will as well, right? And I think, you know, and Bob mentioned Candace Owens. You know, she was another former conservative calling Israel a, quote, terrorist state and saying that Bill Ackerman was quietly providing funding to convince Charlie Kirk to become more pro-Israel. And generally mixes her comments about the U.S. support of Israel, which one could conceivably disagree with attacks on individual Jews who she accuses of having too much influence. And she never produces any evidence to support her accusations, right? So she's just spewing this stuff. And again, I'm of a certain vintage, and I think this history is a little bit important. I came of political age when William F. Buckley had launched the conservative magazine National Review. And back then, he was working to rid the conservative movement of racists and anti-Semites. And that's not to say that the conservative movement in the 60s and early 70s was racist. But the Republican Party back then, they'd kind of turn a blind eye to those usually ethnic Europeans who were quietly racist who voted Republican because, you know, they needed the votes. And it was people like Buckley and John O'Sullivan who said that if we couldn't win without the racists, we didn't need to win. And it worked. I mean, it took a while, but we got Reagan and a powerful conservative movement and a principled anti-racist pro-Israel stance. And I, for one, am unwilling to go back to that. And as listeners know, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but I got to give him real credit here. Because he also dismissed Carlson as a kook, his words, Trump's words, and he didn't turn a blind eye to it, right? And he's right. And the president has a solid record of supporting Israel and Jews living here and in Israel, and his administration's been very diverse. So whatever his many flaws are, racism and anti-Semitism are not among them, right? But Trump will be gone in a bit over 2 years, and the conservatives shouldn't allow this sickness to creep back into the movement. And even if you're an America First supporter like Carlson claims to be, and even if you're looking coldly at the interests of our country over any moral obligation, still supporting Israel makes sense, right? Israel's pro-American in an important region of the world. They've done more to weaken our enemies in that region than any other nation. They've decimated the Houthis, cut the head off and most of the tentacles off of Hezbollah, who, oh, by the way, on this anniversary of the Marine Corps birthday, slaughtered more Marines in one day than any action since Iwo Jima. You know, they continue to chant death to America, call for the eradication of Western civilization. You know, and okay, I'll take a breath here, right? But it was our ally Israel who did the work of destroying them. Mm-hmm. And for the life of me, I cannot understand what the hell Tucker Carlson is thinking, except that both he and Candace Owens are blatantly anti-Semitic, period.
It's got to go to funding, or so it's got to be something to do with sponsorship, funding, whatever. Has to.
Whatever.
It's just too
insane,
sudden,
right? Right. It is. It is something is. And again, I want to quote. You know, as I've said before in the past, anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. There's never been a healthy society that's anti-Semitic. And George Washington himself wrote in 1790, "May the children of the stock of Abraham who dwell in this land continue to merit and enjoy the goodwill of the other inhabitants," end quote. That's George Washington. Like, you know, I will not be part of any organization that will not call out either racism or anti-Semitism in its own ranks. And I thank Bob, you know, I really do thank you, Bob, for allowing me this platform to do that and for you asking me to do that. Right? And to your listeners out there, that's why you listen. Right? We don't support kooks. You know, we don't wink, we don't nod, and neither should you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it, John, as always. We're going to keep exploring what went wrong with Tucker and Candace, because I'm still scratching my head.
No winks, no nods, right? We don't put up with that crap. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right,
I appreciate
my man.
That.
Thank you. And we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. It's Veterans Day Eve on the eponymous show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nice. Barry Sadler, Sergeant Barry Sadler. The Ballad of the Green Beret. Great stuff. So somebody else checking, and I thought the same thing. Somebody texts in, "Hey, Bob, LTS, I can't listen to that Green Beret song without thinking of Bill Murray in the movie Caddyshack." I know. It comes, no matter what, it comes to my mind. And I love the song. That's why we played the whole bag. A number of you expressing their disappointment with what Candace Owens has become. And I speculate this. Obviously, it could be from money supporters. Remember, they've got their platforms, Tucker and Candace. And somebody's got to basically pay for that. And so it could be their source of money has distorted their perspective and their outlook. I just don't know. But the thing that I was speculating about over the weekend with John Perillo is that both Tucker and Candace don't know how to handle success. And I mean that in the sense of they want to be on the outside. And they continually position themselves to be on the outside because that's where they're comfortable. They're not comfortable supporting conservatism unless it's on the outside looking in. Again, pure speculation. I have no idea. I don't know either one of them. But just a really odd thing about, I don't know. I don't know where they got to and how they got to this point. And the sad part is some of the things they are saying may be true. But at this point, I don't even... I'm just not interested. You know, once you say something ridiculous over and over and insist that it's true. And I used to walk Tucker Carlson every night, and I would always challenge people. The Dems and left-wingers listen to the show. Well, tell me where he's wrong. Well, I could tell you a lot where he's wrong now. It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, somebody echoing my sentiment. They only know how to be the underdog, and... they went out of their way. Mr. Paul texts in Cutterson. Yeah, maybe Cutter's supporting him. That's possible. It is possible. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cutter, WILK. When we come back, we're going to honor a man who's going to be 100 years old tomorrow. He's very much with us. Gerard Francis O'Malley, our veteran, for this hour. We'll take a break and be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and one of his great companies we feature today, and that's Eastern Roofing Systems, based in Jessup. This company is the premier roofing contractor in the Eastern United States. Institutional, commercial. And by the way, because they're headquartered in Jessup, they'll bring all that expertise, all that buying power to your home or your small building right here in Northeast Pennsylvania because they're from Jessup. Well, special one today. Well, they're all special, but this is, I love this one. The guy I got to know over time, Gerard Francis O'Malley. Born November 11th, Veterans Day, 1925 in Scranton, PA. 1943 graduate of Central High School. He served us in the Army Air Corps, 1944 to 1946, private first class. He was a communications high-speed radio operator, direction finder equipment operator, a teletype operator. He graduated from the University of Scranton in 1949. There, he got into education and kept going and achieved a doctorate at Penn State. He worked at South Scranton High School. Then he went to Ryder College. He worked as an educational consultant for the state of New Jersey. An amazing career in education. And he was a veteran. And tomorrow is his birthday. How about that? 100 on Veterans Day. And with us to talk a little bit about all of that, is this Miriam?
Or, yes, it is.
How are you, Miriam? This is Daughter.
I'm just getting him on the phone right now for you.
Great, great. Well, somebody's calling in under his name.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, there he's. He's on the phone for you.
I love it. Hear him. All right. Well, we'll do both. So let me put you on hold to do it right. So I have both of you on.
Okay. No problem.
All right, Miriam. Yeah. Bulldog, what do I got? You got to press this twice, right? Press twice, and then we've got him. Gerald O'Malley, how are you, sir?
Gerard O'Malley.
Oh, did I say? All right, Gerard. Hey, I call you Mister.
Oh, Mr.
Mr. O'Malley, how do you feel? Tomorrow's your 100th birthday. This is so fantastic.
Oh, sure. Yeah, boy. Yeah, it took me a long time to get here.
So what was it, all clean living and your veteran status that got you to 100 years with great health?
Hey, listen, I don't really know, but I'm doing research on it, and as soon as I get the information, I'm going to call you first place.
Please do.
I'll get in on the secret.
I got to meet Mr. O'Malley with his gang at, they go on Sundays, to Abe's downtown Scranton, and I got to enjoy your humor and your happy outlook all the time.
Yeah. And your parents were there too.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So Mr. O'Malley, tell me. Let's go back a little bit to about 80 years ago to your service in the Army Air Corps. Tell us about it.
Well, I graduated from high school. And I went to the University of Scranton for two semesters, and then I was drafted in 1943, 4-4.
Wow.
Yeah. and I went to gunnery school, aerial gunnery school in some place in Texas, and I was a tail gunner.
Really?
On a B-24, and they told me that my average life in combat was 6 seconds.
Because that was one of the most dangerous positions in the, certainly in the Army Air Corps. My word.
Yeah. Something happened that I was transferred to a new outfit in the Army. And it had to do with high speed radio operations. And for the Air Force, and I spent the rest of the time doing that. And at that time, you remember, you had to memorize the code,
Morse code,
the Morse code, yeah. And we would guide the airplanes throughout the year wherever we were.
Yeah.
And then I was shipped over to the Philippines and got involved there. And then as the war progressed, I was being trained for the invasion of Japan. And right in the middle of that, the atom bomb was dropped.
Wow.
So I was saved from... They said I would be in the third wave.
Gerard Francis O'Malley is our guest. He's only 99. Let's not play up this 100 years old thing just yet. That's tomorrow.
That's right.
What are you doing?
I'm counting the minutes.
What are you doing for your birthday?
What am I doing? I'm having parties. What would you do if you were 100?
The same exact thing. Yeah. Although you're the only one that knows, I would have no idea.
Oh boy! Well, I'm telling you, I'm seeing people that I haven't seen in years, nice. and they're so nice to me. I'll tell you, I'm having a great time.
Oh, this is so great. Hey, let me ask you now. Now, the Air Force was under the Army at this time. Do you consider yourself, and I've never asked this question of anyone because I've never had anyone that was still with us that could answer it. Do you consider yourself an Air Force guy or an Army guy?
Oh, yeah, sure. All right. Just changed the name. And within the Air Force, I was in a department of AACS, Army Air Corps Communication System.
Wow. How have things changed? How do you look at veterans now, Mr. O'Malley, and how do you look at the country now?
Let me tell you one thing. You know, I was 18 years old, and a teenager.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the Army. I became a man. And that's how I look at the military right now.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to break away from your home, meet other people, travel all over the world, and come home and then set your goal to what you want to be when you grow up.
Well, you chose education as your field.
And, yes, I did.
And obtained your master's, obtained your doctorate, and had tremendous career success to the point where they brought you back. New Jersey brought you back to try to help save failing schools.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh. I have the best job in the state of New Jersey for anybody in education. That's what I feel about it. And I'd still be there now, except for the age, you know?
Yeah. Well, we
had a wonderful job.
But then, Mr. O'Malley, we wouldn't have you in Scranton, so I wouldn't be happy about that.
That's right, yeah.
Man,
I came back here because my wife was very sick, and Miriam was living here, and it was getting to be too much of a burden for her.
Yeah. Well, as a Dr. Rossi said, he said, I call Gerard F. O'Malley my resident professor of education, a genius in instructional strategy and teacher education, in the learning process, and in research. His impact will be felt for 100 years to come. How appropriate.
Oh, my goodness.
How appropriate on your 100th birthday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Uh-huh. I want to read to you. There's outside the Bloomsburg Legion, they have a stone, and carved in it, and I add a few words, but it's this beautiful. It says, and you fit all categories. This is a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor.
Wow.
That fits you to a T, Mr. O'Malley.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, I can't tell you the amount of texts we are receiving wishing you a happy birthday and honoring your service and your life.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh. Awesome.
Oh, boy. That makes me feel good.
Well, you made my day, and I hope that tomorrow, Veterans Day, your 100th birthday, is among the most memorable of your life. And we thank you for your service, not only to this country, but to education. Military, the education, and to your family. We just love you.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate that.
And so now we'll have you on for your 150th.
Okay.
No, we're going to have you on every year on Veterans Day because it's your birthday. I love it.
Oh boy. What was it? Bob? You know, when I was a kid, we used to be excused from school because of it was Armistice Day.
Yeah.
And for many years, I thought we got the day off from school because it was my birthday.
The 11th day, the 11th hour, the 11th month, and we have Mr. O'Malley to thank for continuing that celebration.
Wonderful, Bob.
Hey, do you know, I even get off the radio for your birthday tomorrow.
No kidding.
I get a day off because they said it's Gerard O'Malley's birthday. It's his 100th. You get it off.
Remember, though, that celebration, the end of World War I.
Yep. Well,
Armistice Day.
We love you and thank you for everything you've provided to this area, to this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Gerard O'Malley, 100 years young tomorrow. All right. Take care, guys. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Bye. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Can't get enough of that, and I can't get enough of the pie man, Peter Della Porta. He's back. The pie man cometh. How are you, my friend? How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How you doing?
Well, I had some withdrawal symptoms from pie man. The pie man cometh last week. I knew I had to wait till Monday.
Bob.
Yeah, I knew I had to wait till Monday, and it was a little tough, I have to admit it.
Yeah, withdraw, huh?
And then but you understand why we're on late. We had that great 100-year-old veteran, Gerard O'Malley, on.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It was fabulous.
Oh, just beyond inspirational. Beyond inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. But did you ask him if he was an Eagles fan?
I didn't want to get into anything that could conflict. And I figured we have you for that.
Right.
All right, so Pie Man, we only got a couple of minutes till the top of the hour. Okay. Fire away, my friend.
All right, we're on for Monday Night Football. And the Eagles made it to Green Bay after an 8-hour plane delay.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, because of our friend, the Schumer shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Eagles fans are having problems getting out there. So, but they'll get there eventually. You know how the Eagles fans are. Through rain, through snow, they'll get there.
Mm-hmm. So it's a home game.
They're beat down from the Giants last week. And the week before last, we had a bye week last week. And they won, 38-20.
Mm-hmm.
And they really played well. Their offense exploded for 427 yards. Hurts had 4 TDs. But they have a new running back, Tank Bigsby. He had 104 yards, 11.4 yards per carry. And Saquon Barkley had 150 yards, 10.7 yards per carry. So they played really well, and the offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, made a quality, appropriate adjustment. So the team's looking good, Bob.
They look like they broke out of the doldrums and are ready to play Super Bowl-level football.
Yeah, the funk that they were in.
Yeah.
We're playing the Green Bay Packers, Bob, and let's go over the tail of the tape. The Eagles sit in first place atop the NFC East, and the Packers are on top of the NFC North. The Eagles are 6-2. The Packers are 5-2-1. They're playing at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. So, Eagles average 26 points per game versus the Packers, 25.8. Eagles have 304 yards per game. Green Bay has 360. The turnover ratio differential for the Eagles is +4. So they're pretty closely.
All right, well, because of the interest of time, let's cut right to the chase. What are you predicting? What do you see?
Okay. The Packers hope to get a payback against two losses last year. They started off the season with a loss to the Eagles in Brazil and then in the playoffs. And then the Eagles, are mad at them because they sued to get rid of the tush-push. That was the Packers. The spread tonight, Bob, is 1 point. 1 point.
And what do you got? Fire away.
The total 45. So I have a really tight game, Bob. 27-24.
Eagles.
Of course.
All right, 27-24. All right, man. We appreciate
it. And then we have the Lions next week on Sunday Night Football special.
We get to talk to you twice this week. You get to talk to you Friday again, right?
Absolutely.
All right, my man. Thank you so much. The Pie Man cometh.
Thank you, Bob, and fly, Eagles, fly.
The Pie Man speaketh, and the Pie Man goeth. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you, Bob. Great show.
We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me Bicardo Jewelers time is 11 o'clock.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.